That's right, this is Gregory Gann with 433, a program dedicated to new music in Vancouver on the frequency of 101.9 FM. We're listening to Jocelyn Morlock's Magnetic Poisonous Cobalt, the National Arts Center Orchestra, Jonathan Crowe, and Carl Strobe on the violin. Thank you. the beautiful, incredible world of Anne Seldom. And that was Sea Still from the album The Electroacoustic World of Anne Seldom. Written in 1979. And yet it sounds so incredibly contemporary. Before that, we heard Cobalt, the title track from Jocelyn Morlock's recently released CD, with the National Arts Center Orchestra performing. So, we're back in the studio on this beautiful Monday evening. That's well, you'll find 4:33 every week, every holiday, every beautiful sunny day. In any case, I wanted to dedicate the broadcast to these quite phenomenal female composers. And I certainly hope not to follow a recent trend to say that this is a broadcast focused on women in music. As Nico Case recently replied to this, and I warn you of strong language to follow, she said, "I'm not a fucking woman in music, I'm a fucking musician in music." So we're focusing on musicians in music. I have another classic composer from Canada. Right after a couple of short public service announcements, this will be Barbara Pentland, and I'm going to play something off Toccata, so stay tuned.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Thank you.
Short track by Barbara Pentland from CMC release called Toccata. Barbara Pritchard on the piano. This was written in 1948, right after the war. A little liner notes from the CD say that the technical demands of Dirge reflect the composer's own considerable abilities as a concert pianist. There's no reference in the score to Pentland's reason for writing a lament. The date of composition may be a clue, referencing the listener, or referring the listener to post-war years. Another composer that I wanted to feature on the program is an incredibly talented Chioko Slavniks. This piece is called Papyrus Bending. It's from 1994, it's approximately 10 minutes. And it's performed by the 40 Fingers Saxophone Quartet, of which Chioko was part. This was recorded at the Glenn Gould Studio for CBC's Two New Hours in April 1996, and it's off of the Music Works 69 compilation. I thought I'd play something to commemorate CBC's past dedication to new music, now that we learn that CBC Radio 2 might be going online only. In any case, Papyrus Bending, Chioko Slavniks. Chiokoslavnitz. I hope you enjoyed that piece as much as I did. And we're coming up to the end of the program. I have one big piece left. It's called Icarus Landing. Once again, started off with Jocelyn Morlock. We're going to finish off with Jocelyn Morlock. This was part of her thesis, actually. And it was a very emotionally involved piece. It had to do with, perhaps inspired by the passing of her father. And Jocelyn describes this piece as somewhat unresolved and disturbed in character, unlike anything she's ever written before. And this has been 433 with your host Gregory Gann on this beautiful, sunny Monday in Vancouver. You can always follow me on Twitter, CITR_433, or write me a line, theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com, if you enjoy something about the program, or even if you don't. It's been a pleasure, and I want to thank you for listening. Icarus Landing, coming up after these two short public service announcements.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
An ocean of sound and echoes abound. It's Saturday night, so chill, and don't go out until your ears have heard a neater, deeper reverb. Bringing you the newest tracks and old favorites of shoegaze, post-rock, trip-hop, dream-pop, and everything in between with a sick echo. Enter into a deeper reverb every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. on CITR.